2T. And 0TR.
2T. Cutting some QSL cards into sections so I can put them in envelopes with addresses and put them in the mail today.
One to send in to Brex for some flowers, isn't it, Bernice?
Hi, Rusty.
And we are headed for Spartanburg Sam's Club.
Ah, you get over here to Spartanburg Sam's Club and you'll be about 15 minutes from my house.
No, you live that close. Means you said more. I figured it was quite a ways further than that. It's 16 or 18 miles from our house over to Sam's, Rusty. And what a magnificent, beautiful morning. The mountains are nice and blue and clear. And I think we're going to get that RSV vaccine while we're over there.
That'll get you covered there. And is that traffic light just before you Sam's? If you turn right at that traffic light there, right in front of the I think there's an Ingles right over there, I guess that's, or whatever that is over there. But anyway, if you were to turn right at that first traffic light just before the one where you turn to go to Sam's, you'd come go down there to the second traffic light, hang a right, and then follow that road all the way over, and in about 15 minutes, you'll be at my house.
Most, and that's handy. Well, we're 16 miles down to Sam's in Greenville, and it's always a mess down there on Woodruff, so we never go there anymore. It's very, extremely rare. I just don't like that area if I don't have to go down there.
I know what you mean. So, anyway. And I'll tell you what, I got wiped out yesterday from all the performances and everything I had going on yesterday. I was in bed by 10 o'clock last night, and by 10:15, I was out like a light.
That was my next question. How'd your concert go? Over? Well, it sounds like you had a nice time anyways, and you spent a lot of hours doing that yesterday, I know, from the time you picked up those tables or whatever it was, or chairs. Well, they put a new fence in down here by the Lakeview Steakhouse. And we don't have anything particularly planned today. Bernice had a few things, I think, to get picked up over there, but I kind of want to get that vaccine. It sounds like its efficacy is good. Sure hope it isn't anything like that high-dose flu shot was. Insurance supposed to pay for it, though, if you don't have a deductible, and mine don't.
Those things are. And, well, good luck with that today, getting that and everything. And I'll... I got to get back over here, and I just heard you and thought I'd say hello. Got to get back over here and get the finish getting the envelopes ready to go out in the mail. So I'll catch up to you in a little while. Y'all be careful out there today. N0TR, W2T.
Yeah, and you was right about that being Ingles right across the street there. That, like, we always hit that one red. There was another question I was going to ask you. Is that old Charlie's restaurant still there? We're not going there today, but I just wondered. We ate there one time. It was pretty good grub.
Talking about old Charlie's? Nope, they're closed.
Wouldn't do me any good to look then. Thank you, sir. Have a good day. We'll be out here for a little while. If you want to holler back, take care. W2T and 0TR, clear.
Okay, if I get through addressing these envelopes and sealing them up, putting stamps on them, then I might holler at you again. Talk to you later. And holler at me when you get out. I'll probably still be here. W2T.
N0TR, W4NGU.
Oh, great to hear you, Phil. Good morning. And Bernice and I are just headed over to Spartanburg for a while to go to Sam's. How's your day?
Well, fairly good. Just had to pay property tax. And, man, isn't that getting to be fun?
Thankfully, it doesn't go triple as much as the value on your house does around here, but, who knows? So life goes, Phil. And I know you're down there where you're in a business area, so that's probably even higher, isn't it?
I just paid two and a half times in tax what they paid for the property. And that was back before a lot of the acreage was cut off and sold.
I think I'd be selling that and finding a nice remote place a short distance up into the mountains.
My mama, as long as I can keep her, she's 90 and moving slow, but the accountants tell me it just does not make sense until I inherit it. So at that time, I'll either develop it or sell it, but I'm going to hold it for now. This wouldn't make sense to pay all those taxes.
I guess. That really smarts, Phil. Guys, I never heard of such a thing going up that much. But anyways, you're still keeping busy and all. We haven't been doing a whole lot lately. Had to go down and get my grandson's Christmas present there last week. He wanted a new toolbox for his new job. He's doing an internship at Benson. I don't know about that. I hate to see him get acclimated to that.
If it's not the right thing for him, I guess he'll clue in on it soon enough, won't he?
And it's, he's got all of his other studies up in that, and for entrance into college and all. And he's doing, he's not a straight A student, but a good student. And has made the honor roll several times, so he's a good boy, really, a great kid. It does give him a feeling that he's earning some money for his own Mustang and all to buy gas and accessories and things like that, like any kid. And he's developing a work ethic, so it does have some good points to it.
Well, anytime they're showing some initiative, that's good. That's good. Tom, I guess I'm going to get my tower up. I've waited long enough, and I bought me a cement mixer yesterday and a Predator 6-inch drill bit for drilling in earth and stuff and drilling holes. And I have a guy that's going to do that for me. But I didn't want to put a cement truck in the several places I'm going to have to do this, so I thought I'd just do it by hand, and I got a guy that'll do that.
GR, before NGU. Yeah, that sounds good, Phil. That'd be good for putting in ground rods, too, wouldn't it?
Now this thing will get it. It's a 2-horsepower motor, and probably going to take two guys to hold it still. I'm going to have it turn it on and start it turning real slow and see if I can dig a hole in soft ground by myself, but I might have to have somebody on the other side of it.
Yeah, those things can hurt you, Phil. They really can. I got an old Sears and Roebuck commercial half-inch drill. And it'll just about break your arms if it gets hung up. I like using those auger bits in wood when I used to use them for putting in receptacles and stuff. We wired a federal housing unit one time, and boy, you just point that thing up at that 2x4 and stick it in it, and it does the drilling itself. But I took that out, and I wanted to kill a stump that we'd taken down a 100-foot oak tree, and it was getting dangerous around the house, and I decided I'd drill holes in it and pour that stump killer in it. It about twisted me in a circle, Phil.
Many years ago, I'm not sure why I bought it, a Milwaukee hole hog drill. And, buddy, you better be careful with that thing, because it does not stop. I've often joked that if my transmission ever runs out, I'll just ram that thing down in the hole and hook it up to the battery and drive home with it.
That's a good plan. Shoot. I just paid our Visa card this morning. It seems like I owe just about as much on it for next month as I did this month. I'm telling you. We got to go in the Lyman Post Office here. We're not going in. I'm going to pull in and mail a letter if they got that lane open. There's a bunch of construction going along right here by the post office on 29. And I don't know if that stoplight even let me do it. It does not look like it. So, Bernice, we'll mail that someplace else.
Hi, Phil.
And come on over and see us some of these days, Phil. We miss you.
Tom, I might be able to sneak over there before the end of the year.
I always got some questions for you in the background. I can't think of them right now, but it's all got to do with this rare disease, AGE.
Man, did I hear you say you're going to take the vaccine?
Yeah, I think I will. Everything sounds good on it. It's at some insurance plans with a deductible it's not paying yet. I didn't check with the VA and see if I could get it there, but Bernice is going to get it too, and we don't have deductibles, so I assume it will. I'll ask them. Sam's Club seems to be a pretty good place to get shots. They give thousands of them over here, and the lady does a good job.
Took the first three, but I'm not taking any more. Some stuff has come out that Pfizer knew was bad, and they went ahead and did it, and I don't know. I just don't trust it anymore. And plus, it seems like the virus has morphed into a 97-year-old that had it and didn't have a problem with it. It's just not the killer it was when they were piling bodies up in New York parking lots. So I'm just going to pass on them from now on. Till something new comes out. You know, there's something about every other year.
Absolutely correct in my eyes, or our eyes, I should say. I trust them as much as I do the government. Hi. At any rate, we took the booster, and it didn't pose a problem. Now, we got the high dosage. That evening, she got 102.8 fever from it. She always did react a little bit to the flu shot, you know, sore arm or that, and not feeling great, but never like that. It scared me. So we'll get her the regular quadrivalent vaccine. It's good for four flu types. But this vaccine we're looking at today that we're going to get it, if they got it over here, Phil, is the RSV vaccine for the respiratory virus. It's not a COVID vaccine.
Gotcha. Well, I've got the flu shot a couple of weeks ago, and I'm looking for a place to get a pneumonia. I don't think you'd get that but every 5 years, but I think that would be good for me to get. I hadn't even researched into that RSV thing. I don't really know what it is. I've heard about it on TV a few times.
Well, it seems that this year, after the COVID thing went on, it kind of went down then some, but it's back exponentially worse this year. And if nothing else, it might keep you from having the sniffles and coughing and all that very long. But it can morph into pneumonia pretty quickly, and they recommend it for people over 65 and for the real young, I think babies and that. So it must be pretty safe. There's two different ones. But But, yeah, I was real hesitant about getting that booster, but didn't seem to have any effect on us. And I know a nurse that does home health care, she's done it for many, many years for a prominent organization here in Greenville. And she said the flu is kind of morphed into, the COVID's kind of morphed into a light case of the flu anymore. I've had like 5 lung surgeries. I don't keep count anymore. And I don't want anything going into my respiratory system. It's not a good thing. I can attest to that fact.
Teresa, do some research on it. She loves to do that kind of thing and might be in that line as well.
Well, I did this morning on Google, and it all sounded good. So we're going to go ahead and get it if they got it available over there. But we need to get out anyways with this crummy weather. Thankfully, we had. We needed the rain badly. Chris Justice says it's going to be a lot colder winter. Oops, big piece of plastic out here in the road. I got to dodge. But he said that with this, I don't know which one it was, El Nino, El something or other, La Nina, that our chances of freezing precipitation are much higher this winter. But he expected this drought to be over with by the end of December.
Well, I'm the kind of guy, I grew up here, and we used to have good snows when I was a kid, but hardly ever anymore. I want to see 2 snows. I'll be glad to stay in for several days, won't bother me, and I'll get to walk in the snow a little bit, so I hope that happens. I know everybody winces when I say that, but that's the way I feel about it. Not ice, but snow.
Tim, Gary says, he's another brother from another mother to me over here, my neighbors. And he says about a year or 2 or 3 before we moved down here that they were out of power. How long do you say, Bernice? 6, 7, 8, 9 days? Quite a while. Of course, they've improved on the grid a little bit. But I don't know if they shut down all the coal plants in the United States. I'm sure glad we're on nuclear. But at any rate, he said they were out of power for a long, long time. So I'm glad we got our Generac. But I don't think it's going to come to that. But 2 years after we moved down here, Phil, we had 9 inches of, 12 inches snow and 9 degrees, or 9 inches and 12 degrees, I don't know.
Good ones down here. I've got pictures of family members with us in the snow in April. And I declare we had a dusting of snow. Didn't cover the ground or anything, but we had enough for me to call it technical snow in early May 1 year. And yeah, we did have a 12-inch snow. I remember when I was growing up, they closed the schools for 2 weeks, and man, we loved that. But I heard Tara talking this morning about these government sensors they have all over the country. I think 49 of them or 48 or something that sense temperature. And of course, the news media won't say anything about it, but it's recording cooler and cooler temperatures. So maybe climate change is not taking effect. Wouldn't that be a shocker?
This is N0TR, W4NGU. Yeah, Phil, that's a real surprise. And what was really surprising, when I shave of a morning, I always listen to Tara. And so I hate those advertisements on there. Seem like they come on more than she does. But so I turn it off in between during the ads. But I heard all that and about what the United Nations was doing, which they're lower than whale do, and that's at the bottom of the sea as far as I'm concerned. And all those rich billionaires are trying to get us to cut down to, what was it, 12% of our consumption of beef? Good Lord. But I heard all that, and it's just amazing, these woke policies that are plumb sick, that people are jumping on the bandwagon like the global warming there. They said, well, yeah, if you measure the temperature over the metropolitan areas with all of the asphalt and everything.
See, I don't know where she comes up with all her stuff, but she's brilliant, and she's got some good sources, too.
A lot of, whoms that don't like it, because I think she's pretty truthful. They get a little crazy on there now. That guy at night when I shower, I always turn the radio on in the bathroom, listen to him. But he kind of turns me off. He gets screaming too much.
Mean?
Yeah, that's the man. I didn't remember it right off, but I listen to him for whenever I'm in the shower, about 7 or so. And he gets a little, about as radical as Tara, but I think a lot of their stuff's factual, and they really got a nice station now with 100,000 watts.
Yeah, they do. They moved to a different station. Well, I'll tell you something interesting about the management, Tara's management. They are quite liberal, and but they put it on because they know it's controversial and makes money, but they don't even like it, but they gladly have her on.
Thank God we still got some truthfulness. I heard this morning that Walmart wasn't going to advertise on X anymore, and I don't use any of that social media stuff, don't get me wrong. I get in trouble enough because if I get something that sounds interesting, I just pass it on, and I shouldn't, but I don't know how to check those things out on Snopes and that at times, and I figure if somebody gets it and they want to look at it that closely. My cousin, the lawyer up in, one of them's in Washington, one of them's in Florida, he always reprimands me on that, and I just tell him, hey, I'm just having fun, I'm old, I don't know how to do that thing, and you should check it out. And then I get scolded for doing it without me checking it out, which I presume that's probably correct, but I don't care. I ain't got time to mess with it that much, Phil.
I have to look at Facebook every day, and my phone got so dead burned full, I can't open Facebook anymore. I got so many pictures, and I've been deleting, and it seemed like I was getting ahead a little 4-meg update or something and put me back in the hole, and so I have to go to my computer to open Facebook, and I don't seem to do that but once a week. And I used to look at it every week. I got high school friends on there and stuff like that. I don't get my news from Facebook, but I do look at it. And so I'm going to have to do something, get my phone back working on that, because I've got something like 49 point something gigabytes of 50 gigabytes used, and Facebook won't even open.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango.
Good morning, Rusty again. Talking to Phil here, W4NGU. I'm sure you know he's been mailing out QSL cards. I don't know, Phil. I don't listen to the national news anymore. I listen to the Fox local channel, and sometimes it gets a little overbearing. It gets crazy, I'll tell you. However, Ariel sent out a real neat thing. I plan on listening to it when I get home on the Sun and the coronal mass ejections and that. But it's real long. You might not have time for it. But when I get back home, I intend to listen to the rest of it. I listened to some of it this morning. And then he's doing some other things on antennas and that. But really enjoyed part of it anyways. But it gets too gloomy and doomy on the national news for me, and I don't know really how anybody can stand up for those people in Palestine, the Hamas that murdered all those people. But we got them protesting here in the United States now. I feel sorry for the people that have been used over there, but I don't feel sorry for the Hamas, whatever they do to them, but not to get off on that anyways. That's one of the reasons I don't listen to much of it, Phil. Go ahead, Rusty.
Good morning to Phil, and good morning to you again. I've been sitting here listening to both of y'all as I've been stuffing envelopes and putting stamps on them, and I got to carry them out and put them in the mailbox before the mailman comes. But I just want to say hello to Phil because I hadn't talked to him in a while. Good to hear him on the air and everything. And say good morning to both of you. Go ahead, Phil.
Rusty, I had some stuff going. I heard you and Tom talking a little bit earlier. Well, I bought a little thing you stick in your iPhone, and it's a 1 terabyte drive, and it sucks all the pictures off, but it says you can't pull off in one group as many pictures as I've got. It's just too big a file to try to download, and it'll cause heat in the little drive and all this kind of stuff. It says you need to pick them one at a time. Well, I got 20-something thousand pictures, so I'm just going to have to pare that thing down before I can transfer them to this little hard thumb drive, and then I can put them on a computer, and then I'll be in good shape. But I thought I was solving my problem when I ordered that thing, and then it says you can't at one time suck down that much. So I'm there you go.
I'm not surprised. You know, they had trouble with that new iPhone Titanium, that i15, overheating. I guess they've got some corrections in the software, but I'm happy with my i14 Pro. It's not the Pro Max or anything, but it seems to do the job for me, and I just got a few hundred on there. And it makes me mad when I go back and try to pick out one picture that I know I've got on there, and I try to go back and show somebody something that is there, and it takes you half an hour to find the picture, Phil. Shoot. Modern technology. The good thing about computers is, Phil, they told us years ago, and you remember this, it'll eliminate all paperwork. Hi. I'll let you guys have it. We're here at Sam's, and gosh, I enjoyed it, Phil. Get to talk to you between now and Christmas anyways. Don't be a stranger out there. W2T to take it in 0TRB. Clear with you guys.
Okay, Tom, well, you and Bernice have a good day. Be careful out there, and if you get your shots, let me know how you feel after it, because I'm debating as to whether I get mine. I'll ask the doctor when I go in tomorrow. Anyway, catch up to you later. Go ahead, Phil, W2T.
You, Tom. Y'all have a good day and drive safe. Rusty, what you talking on HF these days? Did it seem like you put up that big loop, that horizontal loop? Did you have good results with that?
Oh, yeah, I had good results until it started breaking, and it's now gotten shorter than it needs to be. So what I need to do is I've got the wire to place it. I just got to get me a crew over here to drop the four corners down and then slowly unroll and thread this wire through the four eggs that hold the corners up, or the three corners, because the fourth corner is where it meets for the down feed. But I've got that copper-clad steel, and you just don't lay that down and just hopefully pull it up, one person doing it, and try to thread it through, because if you get a kink in that copper-clad steel, you're getting it out.
Good in one way, but bad like you say. But, well, how many feet have you got up now?
Well, my thing was 267 feet to start with, and with all of the four or five times it's broken and everything, it's now down to maybe about 255, 254, something like that. It's well too much short. It still works good on 10 through 80, but tune up on the 6 anymore, and I can't tune up on 160 either, because both of those are it just won't tune on either one of them anymore. But like I said, I got the wire, and I'll get the crew, and hopefully after Christmas I'll be able to get a crew over here and and get some help and get it back up, out, particularly after all the leaves get down, you know?
Of course, you're horizontally polarized. Did you find it was a good DX antenna?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I work a slew of DX on it. I mean, it works good, and it works, and because it's a four-sided antenna, I mean, it worked out real well. It kind of does as good as the that super loop that everybody has up, which is, you know, that's the triangle shape, but this is just four corners on mine instead of three or two up there in the air and one at the bottom, so. But it worked real well. It worked real well. I worked Europe a lot of times on 100 watts or less, and some of the overseas countries down in South America were on less than 100 watts using that loop.
I've got a 295 foot Carolina Windham, and it seems I've received what I want to pretty much, but I'm sure it's somewhat directional, since it's just one, you know, one long wire.
Yeah, I've heard of people that, I think it also has to do particularly with the end fed wires or like that, or off, you know, the off center feds or whatever, that it has a lot to do with, where you got the antenna set up. That's the one thing I like about the loop, having the loop and it being flat like that up in the air, or almost flat. I don't have a singular direction that it works in. It works, you know, in multiple directions. It works in all directions since it's not just one-sided. So it works out, and I'm gonna, like I said, I gotta get it fixed back up, but I'm gonna wait till after Christmas, and maybe I can get a crew together, and we can work on it and get it up for me and get it back where it needs to be, and all. But that'll be after I get home from Florida.
Plenty of room. I almost put up one of those big loop antennas, and but I finally opted for the Windham because it's got a vertical component, and so I feel like that's helping me too. So anyway, well, I got to go too, Rusty. I enjoyed it and hadn't talked with you in a good while, so good to hear you this morning, and I guess somebody else needs to get in here. I didn't mean to monopolize, but I guess get on here. Never give up. Clear on your final.
Okay, well, we'll catch you later, because, like I said, I've got to get this stuff out to the mailbox and before I probably bring my trash can back, because I think my trash man's finally been by to pick it up, so that's my next step. Anyway, Phil, you have a good one. If I don't talk to you again before Christmas, you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, because, like I said, I'm gonna go south for Christmas, and where I've been the last couple of years, and visit down there with my sister for Christmas. So that'll be a good thing. Anyway, we'll catch up to you later. W4NGU, W2T, 73.